Coach, boy, the last couple of weeks, you've faced some pretty good teams. Boy, Loomis and Overton are off to pretty good starts. And I know, give it a shot and everything, both games. But, boy, you can say probably those are two of the better teams in your schedule this year, aren't they?
Yeah, definitely. They're both very quality teams. They got some big guys up front and some really good athletes. I was a little disappointed that I felt like we were beat before we took the field, unfortunately. I was hoping we'd come out compete a little better than we did, but definitely got to give credit to both those teams. They're good, and they're going to go quite a ways in the postseason.
Had some good things happen for your team in the first part of that schedule, Coach. 1-2 out of three with Wilcox, Hildreth, and Maxwell. Got off to the start you wanted to see, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. I feel like we lost one we could have gotten, Mullen, but Wilcox and Maxwell, the boys came out and played hard and more physical like they are capable of. And hopefully we can kind of get back to that.
Run the ball, that's kind of been your bread and butter. I know Cody Schwenk having a nice season, you know, averaging 5 yards a carry, not too bad. You can throw the ball when you want to as well, but that ground game's been your bread and butter so far, hasn't it?
Yeah, we definitely want to be able to run. I'd like to be able to throw the ball a little bit, but our O-line and tight ends kind of got to get in a rhythm and start pushing some guys around, and they get a little more confidence, and it becomes more effective.
Feel like that, and hard to believe we're talking about the last part of your schedule. Just crazy as we're getting to October now, but starting with the Cambridge here on a Thursday, Hitchcock County, Bertrand, still some good teams, but hey, these are some games we're going to compete in. We need to compete in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, definitely. I think these next three games match up a lot better for us size-wise and athlete-wise. I think our kids' confidence is a little better going in these last 3 weeks, and hopefully they come out hot starting Thursday night.
Now, you've watched some game film on Coach Rice and this Cambridge team. They've are coming off, I know, a game recently where they had to play Loomis as well, so one against Bertrand the night before. What on game film do you see out of this Cambridge bunch that you're impressed with?
They got some good athletes, they just play hard. They're not the biggest team. They don't get the fastest guys in the world, but Cambridge just kind of knows how to win. They've been there. They've done that. So you can see it in how hard the kids play and how hard they block and fly to the football.
Still got a chance if you pick up some wins near down the stretch, Coach, to maybe make a push to hopefully get a playoff spot. It's not out of the mentioning yet, is it?
I honestly haven't looked at numbers. I just try to take it one game at a time. Hopefully that's a result at the end of the season. But if we don't start now, it ain't going to happen. So
confidence. Sounds like, hey, we got to have confidence. We can go out and beat some of these teams.
Yep, absolutely.
And it's a road game in Hitchcock and Bertrand after that. Injury-wise, Coach, are you been knocking wood, been doing pretty well in that area? No serious stuff this year?
We've had a few. We lost Charlie Callis to a knee a few weeks back, and he was playing really good on the defensive end and some tight end for us. Carlos Romero's been out the last couple weeks, and Cody was kind of banged up with an ankle the last few weeks, but he's getting closer to 100% this week, so that'll be nice to have him back full speed.
Grady Erickson been running the ball. He kind of been your workhorse a little bit with maybe Cody of that ankle injury a little bit, hasn't he?
Yeah, Grady's done a great job. He's taken a beating the last few weeks, so I think he's ready to see a little more success this week.
Coach, as always, appreciate the time. Hey, very best of this one. Thursday, you wish it was Friday night, but you got to play those Thursday nights every now and then, don't you?
Yeah, we got a lot of them this year, unfortunately. I think it gets better for us next year.